How does AI work? Many of us are now leaning on artificial intelligence to help with everything from diagnosing disease to writing articles. But few of us understand the underlying math that makes machine learning possible. And as we rely more and more on AI, our ignorance may cost us. Here to help is Anil Ananthaswamy, author of the new book, Why Machines Learn, The Elegant Math Behind Modern AI. Anil is an award-winning science writer and former staff writer and deputy news editor for New Scientist. He's written several popular science books and was an MIT Knight Science Journalism Fellow. Here he is to share five of his big ideas.
Hello, I'm Anil Ananthaswamy, science journalist and author. Today, I would like to share five key insights from my new book, Why Machines Learn, The Elegant Math Behind Modern AI. The first key insight. Well, this is going to seem superfluous, but my first key insight was that machines can learn. Those involved in building such machines might not realize that the idea that machines can learn is not at all that obvious to others. Before I became a journalist and writer, I used to be a software engineer with degrees in electronics and computer engineering. Those were the days before machine learning and artificial intelligence, and software engineers had to figure out the algorithms needed to solve problems. But that has started changing with the advent of machine learning. It took me a while to realize the how and why of it. Sometime around 2015, I found myself writing more and more articles about how machine learning is being used in various fields of science, such as astronomy and medicine. The software engineer in me woke up. I wanted to learn how to build these machines, not just write about them. My journey to understand AI began in earnest in 2019, when I became a Knight Science Journalism Fellow at MIT. For my project, I decided to teach myself some machine learning and AI. It had been almost 20 years since I had done any programming or coding. Things had changed. So I went back to school, literally. I sat with teenagers at MIT, taking classes in Python programming. Then for my fellowship project, I coded a very simple deep artificial neural network. Artificial neural networks are, well, networks of artificial neurons. An artificial neuron is a very simplified model of a biological neuron. It takes some inputs, performs some computation on those inputs, and produces an output. Connect a whole bunch of such neurons together and you get a neural network. Now, when you feed the network an input, it will produce some output. Let's say you have some problem to solve, meaning you want to turn some input into a particular output. For example, you're given as input the image of a cat, and you want to produce as output the word cat. If you have a large number of examples of images of cats, which have been labeled as such by human annotators, then you can use these images to train a neural network, to learn how to take an image as input and produce the label as output. But what does training mean? Well, very simply put, training involves adjusting the strength of the connections between the artificial neurons. In essence, telling one neuron whether or not it should listen to another neuron, or rather how much importance or weight it should give to the output of another neuron. I'm glossing over the details, but essentially, training a neural network involves giving the network enough labeled or annotated data so that it can adjust its weights or the strengths of the connections between its neurons such that it almost always produces the correct output given some input. Once trained, such a network can be shown an unlabeled image. We don't know if it's an image of a cat or not, and the network will in all likelihood produce the correct answer. When I built my first such neural network and saw it learning, meaning it was able to detect patterns in the data it was being fed, and it could modify its weights so that the knowledge about those patterns became embedded in the network, I was blown away. Of course, none of this would be surprising to machine learning practitioners or scientists, but to a newbie like me, it was a revelation. Machines can learn. I was hooked. The second key insight. As it turned out, my first forays into machine learning at MIT only created more desire, this time to learn about the mathematical and theoretical underpinnings of why machines learn. That led to my second key insight, which is that the mathematics behind machine learning, or modern artificial intelligence, has some very cool, elegant theorems and proofs. These theorems and proofs are the reason why machines learn. It's because the math says it's possible. Let me give an example. In the late 1950s, a Cornell University psychologist named Frank Rosenblatt designed something he called a perceptron. It was the world's first artificial neuron that learned. Rosenblatt came up with an algorithm that taught the neuron how to distinguish, say, between two digits or two letters of the alphabet. In essence, the neuron learned how to draw a straight line between two clusters of data, where one cluster represented, say, the digit 0, and another cluster represented, say, the digit 9. Once it finds such a straight line, then the neuron, given a new, previously unseen or unclassified image, simply checks to see if the image falls to one side of the line or the other, and classifies it as a 0 or a 9. By itself, the algorithm is simple and it works. But the power of the algorithm came from the mathematical proof that followed. Others were able to show that if a straight line exists that can separate two clusters of data, then Rosenblatt's perceptron will find one such line in finite time. Meaning, it'll always learn to distinguish between the two clusters of data. It will converge to a solution, and hence the name, the perceptron convergence proof. Such certainties are like gold dust in computer science. More to the point, the proof is simple and elegant, and it uses basic linear algebra that involves manipulating vectors, which are just sequences of numbers. It was when I learned of this proof that I realized I wanted to write my book, Why Machines Learn. There was so much beauty in the math, and I felt compelled to communicate that to readers who might not be familiar with it. Such proofs are included as mathematical codas at the end of chapters. Third key insight. My third key insight was that the math behind machine learning is relatively simple. It involves the kind of math you learn in high school or first year of undergraduate studies. If one has a basic understanding of algebra, vectors and matrices, some calculus, and some knowledge of probability and statistics, then getting under the mathematical skin of machine learning is a breeze, and an enjoyable one at that. But even if one doesn't have a background in such math, it's still possible to conceptually understand the ideas behind why machines learn. It does require sticking with the arguments, but the payoff is handsome. So when readers ask me, how much math do I need to know to understand your book? I tell them, if you did calculus, algebra, and trigonometry in high school or during your undergrad degree, that's more than enough. I think of my book, Why Machines Learn, as something along the lines of the theoretical minimum series of books by physicist Leonard Susskind. His books tell you about the theoretical minimum math you need to understand classical physics or quantum physics. My book aims to get across to the reader the theoretical minimum mathematics you need to understand machine learning or modern artificial intelligence. To this end, I don't eschew equations, as is the norm in popular science books. Rather, I embrace them in the hope that readers will find them beguiling too. Fourth key insight. My fourth key insight was that machine learning is much, much more than ChatGPT. Of course, I started writing Why Machines Learn well before ChatGPT entered the lexicon of popular culture. But even so, modern artificial intelligence is often used synonymously with deep neural networks of the kind I alluded to earlier. ChatGPT is one kind of deep neural network. But I soon realized that machine learning is a vast field populated by algorithms that were ruling the roost before deep neural networks became the force that they are today. Thanks to enormous amounts of data that's available to train such networks, coupled with enormous amounts of computing power. And therein lies the story of machine learning. My book begins with Frank Rosenblatt's perceptron, which was the first so-called single-layer neural network. Scientists in the 1960s did not know how to train neural networks that had more than one layer. In fact, there was an elegant mathematical proof that showed that single-layer neural networks could not solve certain kinds of simple problems. For example, let's say you're required to delineate two clusters of data, but you cannot draw a straight line between the two clusters. Rather, you can only separate them by drawing a curve or a so-called nonlinear boundary. Perceptrons could not find such a curve. Interest in neural network research came to a standstill as a result. Only a few people kept the faith for decades, believing neural networks will eventually be able to solve such problems. Meanwhile, Others were developing different kinds of non-neural network-based machine learning algorithms. So my book delves into the historical and mathematical arc of such advances. Of course, by the 1980s, people figured out how to train neural networks with multiple layers of artificial neurons. Such networks were called deep neural networks. By the 2010s, deep neural networks would start dominating machine learning. And now they're all the rage. Fifth key insight. My fifth key insight is that we cannot leave the deployment of machine learning algorithms solely in the hands of its practitioners, such as those working in big companies. We need another layer of society, comprising of policymakers, teachers, science communicators, and even users of the technology, to come to grips with the math of machine learning. If we are to effectively use and regulate this powerful, disruptive, and potentially dangerous technology, we need to understand the source of its power and its limitations. The key to such insights lies in the math. I hope Why Machines Learn will help this layer of society to better understand the promises and perils of the technology we are unleashing.
Thank you, Anil. That was five big ideas from Why Machines Learn, The Elegant Math Behind Modern AI by Anil Ananthaswamy. Also check out our bookbite for Mastering AI, A Survival Guide to Our Superpowered Future by Jeremy Kahn. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.